Welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast, bringing together some of the best college soccer-related people to your earbuds, from coaches to players and beyond. So, thank you for tuning in. The Inside College Soccer Podcast is brought to you by Sports Recruiting USA, the college soccer experts. Now, enjoy the show.
I'm going to edit everything. All right. So, welcome, folks, to Inside College Soccer Podcast. This is another episode that we're bringing to you from the convention live. So, as you guys have heard so far, we've had college coaches on. We've had different aspects. This is a very interesting one. I've got two special guests. One of our very early partners, I don't know, maybe our first affiliate, was VO. VO Camera. So we're blessed here. We have Henrik, who's CEO for VO, and we have Lee, who's head of operations. He was the one that made this whole partnership happen in the first place. Yeah, it was Lee. Absolutely. And so I want you guys to introduce yourself. Henrik, let
thanks.
Everybody know.
Thanks, Don, for having us on. So I'm Henrik. I am the CEO and co-founder of VO. Founded the company 6 years ago. The reason why we started the company was actually because my co-founder came too late to his son's football match, and his son scores one of his first goals in this match, and he's maybe not the best football in the world, and he misses his first goal, and he was like, how can I miss this? And he came home to his wife, and his wife was mad. How can you come too late to his son's football match? And the story is that so my co-founder is a TV producer, one of the biggest TV producers in Denmark. And he was like,
knew about video. I mean, yeah, some
he was
idea.
Like, how come I can turn on the TV and watch FC Copenhagen, but I can't see my own son's football match?
And how long ago was this?
This is 7-8 years ago when we started having those conversations, and then we founded the company 6 years ago. And the mission has always been like, how come that video is only for the pros? Can't we make it possible for everybody to capture the match?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it was, right? I mean, honestly, 7-8 years ago, 7 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, if you wanted to do like even a college game or a youth game with a parent up on a stands with a video camera, there was no, and it was just awful, it was shaky.
Yeah,
everything's because they don't know to keep the ball in the... Instead of they're following their kid instead of the ball, knowing, look, your kid will come into the frame eventually anyway. Don't worry about it. Keep the ball in the middle. They didn't know that. And when I first saw you guys was Chicago. And I'm walking around the hall, and I look up, and here's this thing. I'm like, what's this? And somebody goes, oh, it's a self-filming camera. You don't need a camera. And I go, what? Wait a minute, game changer. All over game changer. It was you and another company I had no reason mentioning, but I noticed they were the first two there. And so I had a friend of mine, to be honest, who was a sales rep for the other company. But we did our research, and we ended up choosing VO. They were out of business a year later, so it's like, oh, we made a good choice, didn't we? and things have grown, right? Things have gotten better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we were here, it was 3 years ago in Chicago.
Yeah.
We just announced the VO Cam 1 back then in the U.S., and we're now working with more than 12,000 clubs, the majority here in the U.S.
Lee, when you first started, what did you think? How did you get into this thing, Lee? How did you even get involved? First of all, you have a weird accent.
I do have a weird accent.
Right. Where'd you come from?
Across the pond, across the Atlantic.
So, yeah.
Southampton, England originally. But the way I got into VO was I was a director of coaching in Michigan for a club, Liverpool International Academy, obviously an affiliate from the UK, Liverpool. And Keen, one of VO's probably first sales reps, calls me and starts telling me about this amazing product that can film games automatically.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe him, didn't believe that the technology existed, and I said, prove it to me, show. So we jump on a call, and Keen starts showing me all these great features that we had. And I think this is even before Chicago.
I didn't hear this story.
Well, now you're about to hear it. So he starts selling. So I said, well, you know, not really quite convinced on it yet. I'll just start with one. Of course, it's Keen, so I end up with two. So I end up with two video cameras instead of the one, which I don't even know works at the moment. So I get it, and I'm telling all the parents about it. I said, guys, this is going to be a game changer for us. I mean, all of your games are going to be filmed, every single one of them. How? Who's the film company?
Who's the film company
that we use? And I said, no, this new technology, VOD. So anyway, get the cameras. They come very quickly. They come within 5 days, Henrik, okay? So they arrive. I get them, start filming, and everybody falls in love with it. Everybody, like the club that I work for, everybody fell in love with it. More people started to buy VO within the club from there. So I reached back out to Keen, these maybe 4 or 5 months after I got the cameras, and I was like, you know what? This company's going somewhere. This is a company that I want to be a part of because the technology is going somewhere. And I said, Keen, put me in contact with someone who's going to give me a job. So Keen puts me in contact with Christian. Christian puts me in contact with Philip, and I have about 3 interviews. This is just before the Baltimore convention in February of 2020. I meet everybody in Baltimore, and Christian finally gives me my contract to work for VO at Baltimore. So the last time that we were all together, and then I accepted the job on February 1st of 2020 to be the first US market manager for VO. So that's my story, and I'm glad that you never heard that before. Now you know.
Yeah, and so we ended up, I think, Lee, you connected with my partner
in England, Chris.
And Chris says, we're going with VO. And I said, oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And so now, all of our events, guys all over the world, this is how we're getting our kids showcased all over the world. So if you want to see what it looks like, guys, just go onto our YouTube page. You'll see a crud ton of VO video. And it looks like a professional guy is standing there with the camera and knows what he's doing. And it's all AI technology, right? That's what's doing it?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Tell us about the technology.
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, there's like some different components to it. When you mentioned like the challenge about capturing football or soccer is that you need the camera operator, but you also need the elevated perspective, right?
Because we talk about that all the time because
it's like you always, you know, you're used to watching soccer on TV, like the great Champions League footage, right?
Yeah.
So that's when you see it from the sidelines, you don't get that perspective, especially from a coaching perspective. It's all about, you know, how high can you get up?
That's right.
And it's just super hard to get a camera operator, you know, 5 meters up in the air, right? It's just really hard.
Well, they have those high pods, and we see them all over the tournaments, and the guy's running them. But look, the guy's still got to run it, and B, I've seen what happens in pouring rain when that thing starts coming down. Here come the plastic bags, here the thing, and now the VO cameras are water resistant, waterproof, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're built in Denmark, it rains, rains and snows, right? So it's tested.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, one is the getting the vantage point. The other thing, obviously, the camera operator. Not because camera operator does a bad job, but just how can you get a consistent quality footage from the same point all the time? So what we did was that the way you've been capturing, you know, sport the past 100 years, that you have, you know, the camera that mechanically follows the action, which requires the camera of it. I mean, like, what would we, you know, turn it upside down and say, what if we capture the whole field, just like in VR, and then we just digitally zoom inside that footage? And back then, AI was progressing, and we were fortunate to work with some brilliant researchers. And we then developed some methods and some technology that's able to detect the players, the ball, and we built algorithms that kind of understand video just like a TV operator. What we do is that the camera, you place it on a tripod, it films the whole field, so high resolution, a panoramic video, and then our deep learning, our AI, can then automatically zoom and pan and follow the action. So the output looks like a cameraman that's been moving.
Yeah,
the camera,
it really does.
But it's actually a crop of a high resolution. So everything is produced by a computer algorithm.
So then,
the good thing is that as a coach, you actually still have the full panoramic video,
right?
Which is super super powerful, because when you're a coach, you're not always interested in seeing the place where the ball is. Sometimes you actually want to see the ball from one end, you want to see what the goalie is doing. And when you've had a normal camera operator filming, you only get everything that's outside the lens is lost forever. Right. While the VR, we capture everything all the time, and you can actually overtake the camera steering. So our AI suggests, you know, the camera angle, but if you at any time wanna, you know, change the zoom, change the angle, you can just overtake the camera steering. It's just super powerful as a coach.
You know what? And I was a goalkeeper, and goalkeeper coaches. So the first thing that fascinated me about VO is that if the ball's on the other end of the pitch with a normal camera operator, I cannot see the starting position of my goalkeeper.
Exactly.
Is he playing outside the back? Is he following play? Is he offering himself at the right moments? Now with VO, if my son is a goalkeeper and the ball's at the other end and I want to show coaches a starting position, that's what you're saying, is after it's been uploaded, we can then manipulate to show the other end of the pitch that's off of the ball. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Is that crazy? That's crazy to me.
I mean, Henrik said it right. It's not all about what's going on the ball, right? It's about what's going on off the ball. But when you've got that camera operator, you can only focus on what I call tunnel vision, right? Because you can't see the side of it.
Right.
You've got to see the much bigger picture, because when someone's playing, it's about 90 minutes of the game. But as we all know, a kid's only on the ball for maybe 4 or 5 minutes of that 90 minutes. What are they doing for the other 75, 85 minutes of the game? That's what VO can pick up on, what they're doing off the ball.
And how easy this is. So the first time I used a VO camera, Lee sent them to me.
Yeah.
And I was doing a goalkeeper session. And I set this thing up and I pointed the VO camera right at the goalkeeper. And Lee goes, Lee's laughing at me. He calls me up and he says, he looked at the film that night and he goes, Don, just put it in the middle of the field. It will do all the work for you. It really is that easy.
Yeah.
Then this last trip, I went down to Mexico.
Yeah.
And we brought some VO cameras with us to capture the event. I handed the cameras to guys that had never, ever touched a VO camera, never seen one, never. They set it up. I said, told them just the basics, get your phone out, find the VO, hit start, it'll do it. They took them back to the office, they uploaded them without even reading the instruction manual. They figured out. So it literally is almost Dawn proof. Almost. I can screw it up. No, they seriously, they fixed it and they got it up and running and everything was uploaded and I go, oh, come on. For parents, for clubs that are looking for consistent film. We talked this morning with Franz Hook and we'll tag that whole discussion, right? So that everybody can hear what we're talking about. That here's a guy who's been at Man United, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Ajax, won the World Club Championship, coached the Dutch national team, Saudi Arabian national team, working with the Japan Football Federation. This guy talks about training and filming and training and using cameras and using VO. And I'm going to tell you, buddy and I, Colton Bryant, you know him.
I know Colton, yeah.
Got a whole series of filmed every match that he had, one of the top junior college programs in the country, and filmed every training session.
Yeah.
As well as the matches.
Columbia State.
And then used it to teach, right?
They did, yeah.
So now coaches literally could go out there and set up a training session, right? It's not just matches.
Yeah.
So for teaching.
Yeah.
From positional play, which is going to take me into my next question for you. So we've got this camera. It's great. We can film. It's great. We can download it. We can manipulate the film. But what about analysis? Because there's just companies out there, and there's loads of them. I don't care if we mention the name, doesn't matter, Instat, whatever. There's a bunch of them, and they're great. Really cool. I always thought it would be really cool if you didn't have to upload to another service that tags the players for you. And it costs you more money, right? Adding up. But if all in one service you had a one-stop shop, anything like that in the future for VO?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we're quite cautious about is that a lot of our users are not full-time professional coaches.
True.
And don't have, you know, 10 hours every day to spend breaking down, analyzing the matches. So first we solve how do we capture quality, consistent video.
Sure.
And secondly, we're like, so how can we actually also make this video more valuable to our users so they don't need to either upload to other services or spend 10 hours in QuickTime breaking it down.
Right.
So we train our neural networks, build technology that can now actually help the coach break down the match and analyze it. So we do it in two ways. One is to find the highlights, so that means that we can now detect the goals,
corner kicks, free kicks, throw-ins, all the set pieces. We can actually break that down automatically using AI.
So I don't have to go and watch 90-minute film, find it, clip it, do it. If my daughter is a goalkeeper and I want to see how she does on corner kicks, it'll tag them for me.
Yes, yes.
That's a time saver.
Furthermore, we also started to extract the data that we can detect around the player's movements. So we can visualize a 2D map of the player's position, just like when you play the computer game FIFA,
yeah.
Where you can overlay with the 2D map, we can do exactly the same. So when you're watching the video, you can actually overlay a 2D map of where the players are. So that way, even though when you're zooming on the ball, you can actually see all players at the same time, how they're moving. And we can also use that data to create heat maps of the player movements specific times. So we're going more and more into, one, breaking down the video, but also analyzing the movements of the players to extract data so the coaches can make better decisions and coach the team.
And I hope all, everybody that listens to this knows, you know, having coached in college for 22 years and a short stint in the pros, the data is a teaching tool. It helps your players understand where they're spending time. Because as a player, I've had players come off the field and go, and I'll say something about work rate, or I'll say something about you need to be here. Coach, I'm working as hard as I can. But if we show them film, they say, it's the wrong moments. Yes, I'm running. Yes, I put in 7 miles today. But it's the wrong runs at the wrong times, at the wrong moments, in the wrong places. Now we can show players where they are. Because as I said this morning, how we perceive ourselves in our heads is one thing. But oftentimes when we look ourselves on video, we go, it wasn't what I thought it was. Now we can show the players some analytical tools to help them see where they're at, how they're at, when the movements, how much time they're spending in certain parts of the pitch.
Yeah, and what we want to do is also start being able to compare that through a season. So when we have data for between the matches, you're going to see the progression about. So, you know, when we start winning matches, that because we had more shots on the right side, or did we, you know, did we play more on this side? And just try and see the development through. Because, I mean, you can play a good match and lose the match, and
right.
You can play a shitty match and still win it, right?
Right.
It's not only did you win that was like the metric of the proxy of, you know, did we follow the tactic?
Yeah.
But through a season, you win the most good matches, right?
So
how can we kind of see the trends and the progression for the tactics and for the players?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to play prognosticator. Look, open your crystal ball. 5 years' time, what do you think this type of AI video technology might be doing? Has your engineer team had some dream sessions to say, and we're not promising this is coming, we're just saying, look, this would be cool. This would be really cool. About like live streaming, is that already in the plans so that a grandparent in California could watch their grandchild play in Wisconsin? That's the boat that I'm going to be in pretty soon.
I'll be able to
see my grandson play?
Yes.
Live?
Yes. So I think that's the most sought after feature from our users is to not only be able to analyze it the day after, but actually be able to engage the parents and the grandparents and the fans in the club. So so we announced lately our VioCam 2 that enables live streaming. So we're shipping the camera next month. And we're super excited about that. So the difference is that where the processing in the VioCam 1 happens in the cloud, so you need to upload the footage, that gets processed and then available for analysis afterwards. We do the processing inside the camera.
Wow.
Connecting that with an embedded LG 4G modem, we can then in real time live stream the matches. We're also announcing a live stream platform, so parents can follow their travel teams, they can engage, they can share it over time, clubs can also monetize this live stream. So we're all about how can we make this video bring even more value to the users, because in a football match there's obviously the coaches, that's, you know, one user that can create value of the video, but the same video can also make value to all the fans around the teams. So this is who we are focusing a lot on this year, to through live streaming, being able for the
for the grandparents that's maybe in lockdown,
right? Yeah, of course.
Or in a boat, or where they are.
Right. Right?
How can we expand those memories that happens on the field?
That's amazing. No, that really is cool. So anything else you can tease or drop a teaser on things that your research team is starting to think about, or?
Yeah, no, I think it's these two directions that we are approaching right now. One is the live stream. How can we make the live stream engagement even better? How can we create better cohesion in the clubs? How can we help clubs monetize this content? And the other direction is the analysis part. How can we help coaches spend less time breaking down the footage and help them take better decisions? And I think here, player tracking is key. Getting an even better understanding about the movements of the player, the ball position, the heat maps. And again, trying to extract a few data points that you can actually act on. Because I think the problem of data is that suddenly you get too much data. You get like paralysis.
Yeah.
Right? You get like so much data, and suddenly you get confused. And if you need to kind of you need to get a lot of data, then somehow you need to get the insight based on that data. So I think we think about what level on top of the data,
yeah,
the insights.
Yeah.
If you were the Pep Guardiola and you wanted to imagine what the two things he would see when he sees that this match. And so we can't pull his brains, right? When he's coaching a match, what are the two things he would do when he's watching? And we're trying to see, through AI, can we come up with that. So building tools that can make coaches even better.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I tell you, when as this stuff gets released, as it comes out, I mean, I know I've had some people reach out to me, and I'd like, because I know I've got some very good friends that have ordered the VO2. And I've been waiting a very long time. Just share with everybody, it's nothing we haven't heard on the news. We hear it every night. But some of the supply chain issues, right? It's not that you guys don't want to ship it, right?
Yeah, no, it's been tough lately. I mean, we spent the past 2 years developing this new camera, and we're just super excited about it. We can't wait to get it out there. I mean, everybody's, you know, we've been screaming for live stream and really want to ship it. But the problem with hardware is that if you just, you know, miss one component out of 200, then you know you can't ship it, right?
Right.
And we've just been fortunate that there's some of our key vendors have been having for their key vendors having some supply chain shortages. But that's the same thing we see in the Teslas and PlayStations and all the other tech companies.
Yeah.
Are just really, really struggling, and it's quite crazy times in the year of supply chain. But we've done a lot of workarounds to be less vulnerable. So we've been building new technology architectures where we can source from multiple vendors, so we're less vulnerable toward all these issues here. But it takes time to do this.
So
unfortunately, we've had to delay our shipments a few times.
So if you're waiting for a camera out there, it's coming, okay? It really is. Not a joke, and it's not that they don't want to ship them. They are coming. Be patient. Who can they contact if they want to know more about VO, about purchasing, if they're wondering? Lee literally will follow. Here's what I know, everybody. These guys are maybe one of the best customer service companies that we've ever been involved with, and I know that I've heard some complaints. We're not going to make 100% of the people happy all of the time everywhere in the world, and somebody's going to have a complaint. But here's what I think that I want to hear this from you, and I want to hear this. If they have an issue and they reach out, not just complain, but reach out, I can virtually guarantee you that somebody's going to get back to them very quickly.
Yeah, so
to say, we, what can we do to make you happy? Yes?
Exactly. I mean, we're here for our customers. And the majority of our customers today are in the U.S.
Yeah.
So we actually opened an office in Miami last year.
That'll help,
so
right?
We can just be in the same time zone. I mean, we're based in Europe, right? So there's a bit of a time zone normally. But now we have an office and we have a great team based in Florida. So we're now in the same time zone, and we have announced phone support, we have our web support. So if you have any questions on our new products or existing products, then hit the website, vo.co, where you can read about the new cameras, and you can, there's also contact numbers on our phone support or email or chat. And there is also a lot of tournaments that we're going out for. There's potentially some tournaments are coming up where you can go out and see them and see what's going on in action.
So I think what VO's done well is obviously with the market manager role, it's almost like we have boots on the ground in different regions, right? So Ryan in Nashville, and then we've got Chris over in Orlando. We have another Chris in Detroit, and we have Simon on the West Coast in California. And we want to be as close to the market as possible. Like, as Henrik said, like, we're here for our customers, right? We want to be as close to the ground as possible. And part of our roles is, hey, listen to the people, listen to what they want, and then report back, and then make sure that we as a company develop it either through the hardware or the software, and make sure that the customers are getting exactly what they want.
And Lee, because of our partnership, There is a discount.
Oh, absolutely.
That you can get for SRUSA. You want to tell everybody?
Absolutely. So anybody that purchases a VO through the SRUSA partnership is actually eligible for a $200 discount on the purchase of their camera at any time. And you can get this through the SRUSA website. When you go there and you click on the VO logo, you can go there, purchase it, get yourself a discount, and start filming your games as soon as possible.
I don't think we can ask anything more than that, guys. I mean, we're here to help, right? We're here to provide solutions. So there's football problems all around the world. How do I go to college was one of them. We're trying to solve it.
Yeah.
Sports psychology is the big deal. We partnered with Dan Abrahams, best in the world.
Yeah.
Fitness is always an issue, right? We've got Erica Suter we partnered with. And now you got to get your games filmed, folks. Look, if you don't have film going and your kid wants to play in college, you're going to have to play in the local town where the local coach can see them, and that's going to be the extent of it. And if their roster is full, then you're not playing soccer in college. But if you want the rest of the country to see you, if you want to be able to send out coaches, they need quality video. It can't be blurry. We've got to see your number. We've got to see your feet moving. We've got to see your positioning. We've got to be able to see more of the field, at least half of the field, where the ball comes from, where it goes to. VO solves all of that without you having to really think about it and hire a cameraman. And I thank you, Henrik, for coming over all the way from Denmark just to do our podcast. Now that's cachet, folks. That's cachet. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your partnership.
Absolutely. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And if you need to know anything more about VO, go to their website again, which is
VO.co. VEO.co. Simple.
Not going to get any easier than that, folks.
Really not.
All right. And if